If we can't say it on the radio, we'll say it in a podcast. Unscripted, unpredictable, and on demand. The Pepper and Dylan After Show Show Podcast.
That was fun. Ready?
It's recording.
Oh, perfect. Welcome to it.
Did you record that sweet beat?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Well, we made that with our mouths. That's fun. Monday, April 7th, a episode of Pepper and Dylan in 10 minutes or less.
Okay, start the clock, Robbie. Clock already started?
Yeah.
Okay, go, good.
Go, right, go. So,
oh, hey, I meant to tell you.
He's already interrupted himself.
So, Dylan's been wearing this hat for the past 2 days.
How proud are you of my hat?
And he won't drop it.
Why?
So, I am proud. Like, when you walked in on Friday wearing that hat,
mm-hmm.
I was like, what is that?
Right?
Because he's wearing a hat. A Buffalo Bills hat of my favorite football team.
My favorite football team always.
Did you say out loud, what is that?
Yeah. I was like, what is that? The minute he walked in. No, this is Friday. Were you at a train on Friday too?
Every day.
God damn it.
This train is in my way all the time now.
So you weren't there yet. And I saw it. I was like, and mm-hmm. I just dropped everything. It's the first thing I noticed.
Right.
And since then, he's been like, constant. He sent me pictures over the weekend of him in the hat.
I didn't want you to forget about my hat.
And I was like, hey, you see this new hat? Like, he's that guy, and I love him. And I think it's funny, and it's awesome. Welcome to the mafia. I appreciate it.
Well, yeah, it's me, and then you joined recently, and then your daughter,
I did not.
And your son, and your fiance.
Right.
Right.
So I noticed, because they've become a more competitive team and a better team mm-hmm. in recent years, that there are a lot more people that are wearing their
logo. Does that make you mad?
Logo.
Because you've been there since the dark years.
Yeah. It doesn't make me mad because I'm like, welcome to it. It's just like, finally people know, but you better be around when it gets dark again. That's all I'm
saying.
Listen, right?
I went to the hat store. I need a new hat.
Yeah.
And I was going up and down the hat store, and I'm looking at all these teams, and I was thinking about trolling you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to join his side.
Right.
I'm going to make him happy. And so I put it on, and I haven't taken it off since.
Right.
I've just been wearing it, and I don't feel I'm getting enough credit for it.
Right.
That's obvious.
Right?
With the amount you bring it up.
Right. I bring it up a lot because I just think, like, I went out of, Robbie, how many hockey teams are there?
32 NHL teams.
And Pepper, how many NFL teams are
32.
There? There's 32 NFL teams.
Yes.
So there are 64 different options in just two sports, not baseball teams.
Mm-hmm.
That's not even counting the alternatives.
Right? And so here I am. I could have picked anything. And what did I do? I picked one that would make you happy.
I'm proud of you. I'm very excited.
But I don't think you're making a big enough
deal. No, because I'll be like, I've got to temper my enthusiasm. Because quickly I'd be like, hey, do you want to come to a game? We're going to a game. Let's go. We're going to do a road trip. Let's go.
Right.
And you're like, I don't want to go. I don't want to go to Buffalo. It's gross.
Here, I'll tell you, we've been watching football.
Yeah.
My girlfriend's son and I. And we watched two teams. We were watching Kansas City's just because they mm-hmm. were the big thing.
Yeah.
But we were watching the Bills. And so we'd always throw on the Bills. Mainly it started because I said to him, I said, listen, I want to just know what kind of mood Pepper's going to be in tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
And so we'd start watching the Bills.
It has an unreasonable effect on my week.
Yeah. But they were doing so good this last year. I was just like, oh, this is wonderful.
Yeah.
This is really, really good. Your mood was always going to be good. And so we started rooting kind of for the Bills a little bit.
Right.
Because it's fun, right? When you get into a sport and watch it, it doesn't really matter who it is. But ultimately, if you watch it long enough, it's just kind of fun.
Right.
And then I thought I'd get this hat for you. But like, again, all weekend, I sent you three pictures, and I didn't hear back on two of them.
I was busy, but I want to gauge your commitment. I don't want to just jump in too quickly on this because, like, there's a secret code language that we speak.
Oh yeah,
and there's a whole thing. Like, it's a whole underground community that I want to teach you, right?
Yeah,
and which brings me to the thing that I wanted to point out. So the other day, I was driving behind. I think it was probably later on Friday after you came in with the hat. Coincidentally.
Yep.
And I was driving behind a vehicle that had a big Buffalo Bills sticker on it. And I was like, every time I see it, right? I'm like, yeah, whenever I see somebody wearing it or something. Like, during the handshake line at our football game this weekend,
mm-hmm.
There was one of the coaches of the opposing team saw that I was wearing a Buffalo Bills hat, and he says, go Bills. Like, in the handshake, instead of good game, he's like, go Bills, right?
Yeah.
And like, go Bills. He just
said
that, right? So
right.
Anytime somebody finds somebody, you say it. Mm-hmm. So I saw this guy with a sticker on his truck, and I was behind him. And it was right here on Gateway. and he's honking on the horn. I was honking. I was honking like this. And he looked in his rearview mirror, and I'm going like this. Like, yeah, shaking my, yeah.
Go Bills.
Yeah, and he's like, what the hell is going on? Yeah. And then I realized at that point, he has no idea.
Yeah, no.
And then I thought, oh, he's got to see my hat. And then I drove past him, and I was shaking my fist like, yeah. But he thought I was going like, damn, well, yeah,
you kind of look angry doing that.
Because I wasn't, and I was wearing a different hat. I wasn't wearing anything Buffalo Bills. And then I realized, okay, he thinks I'm yelling at him and mad at him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, he's got to know that I'm like proud of him.
Right.
And the only way he's going to know this
is you follow him to his destination?
No, I have on my license plate a frame around the license plate that says Buffalo Bills.
Mm,
so I got out in front of him and cut him off.
Yes, good
and
one.
And started like going like this.
Right.
Out the window.
Yeah.
And I think he thinks I wanted to fight him.
Right.
Oh, man. Be careful.
Well, yeah.
And maybe. All I was trying to do was like, yeah, way to go.
Right. Well, it was like the time, like you got to know all these things being a fan, right?
Yeah.
And because the time I decided to adopt Ohio State as my college team,
yes.
And I was like walking around always wearing Ohio State, and everyone kept coming up to me, OH!
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know what you're doing, man. Yeah, no, like, why are you yelling in my face?
You got to educate yourself a little bit.
You got to yell back, IO. Yeah. I didn't know at the time.
Yeah.
Is there anything I need to know for the, because I'm in my new Bills fan, right?
There's a lot. I'll
let us know. You. I'm not jumping through a table, though. That's dumb.
Yeah, well.
As far as teams go, I'll cheer, I'll yell. I'm not going to go through a flaming table.
It's probably for the best.
Yeah, it's, I'll tell you more, but it's not interesting on the podcast.
Right,
you know what? It doesn't matter. It's a podcast. So they're building a new stadium.
Yeah.
And they let the kids out of school on Friday in Buffalo. They had a half day. They announced a citywide half day so that they could all watch on live stream the final beam go up.
No.
Yeah. And the gas.
What a jalopy of a town.
The grass is being delivered. It's being grown in New Jersey, and it's being delivered next week. And they're driving it down Main Street and having a parade.
Oh.
For the grass.
Yeah. There's not a lot going on in that
city. That's
cute.
That's
not a lot going on, but yeah, it's the thing. Anyway,
parade.
So welcome to the Pepper and Dylan Show in 10 minutes or less. What time, Robbie?
Well, we're pushing 6-7 minutes.
Oh, we got lots of time.
Okay, so we have 4 minutes.
Yeah.
We've got to do it. So you and I brokered a deal today on the show.
Yep,
you Robbie, got it. You were witness to it now that we're going to go halvesies on a U-Haul because we have so much stuff for the sidewalks out. Okay? Now, the deal is you're paying for the rental.
Yes.
As long as I do all the running around,
yeah, I don't
picking up the truck and fueling it at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you will use it.
Yep.
You and your girlfriend.
Yep.
I will use it. Robbie, do you want in on this?
I don't think I'll need it.
You don't need it? Okay.
Your
neighbor is in on this?
Yeah, actually, well, I'm trying to convince him. He's got all these things lying around. That he's like one of these I might use it one day kind of guys.
So what's his contribution to this deal?
He's just going to get...
Because now you're 25%, he's 25%, I'm 50% here.
Yeah, I'm going to pay for the whole thing, though. I'm fine with that.
You're paying for the gas, too?
No, you said gas.
What, Ashton's getting a free ride on this U-Haul now?
Well, kind of, yeah, but he comes with me.
He could be the swamper.
What's the swamper do?
The swamper sits in the passenger seat and does all the loading.
Yeah.
He used to move furniture.
Okay, well, then we need him, huh?
Yeah, that used to be one of his jobs.
How much are we talking as far as, like, I think we have to talk to Robbie about the sidewalk sale.
Okay.
Because you are the captain, and you have said...
I'm the captain of everything.
Okay, you're the captain of everything.
Am I the general?
Robbie's the captain of the sidewalk sale.
Okay, yes.
You're the general of the sidewalk sale.
Yes.
And you have said, employees get one table each.
Mm-hmm.
That's very generous of you. It sounds if we're getting a U-Haul, we're going to need more than that. So you're renting. You are going to donate to the Robbie Fund to get another table.
Melissa has said that she would gladly donate because she wanted a table. Ashton, I believe, is getting her a coat rack or clothing rack.
Okay,
perfect.
And so she's going to have clothing.
Perfect.
And then we have like the basement. So when you go down to the basement where like my girlfriend's son lives, he gets the whole basement to himself.
Mm-hmm.
Real big treat, unless the guy who owns the house there is storing all of his crap there.
So, like in the main living space in the basement,
like he's got to walk
full of
through
everything.
Like an aisle. That's
what mine's
awkward.
Going to be soon too. Yes,
and I feel bad for him. So, I can't wait to get all of this out. Now, it, like a lot of these things are like goods. like really good stuff, but it's not like, hey, come to my house for a marketplace situation.
Right.
A $5, $10, $15 thing. No one wants to drive across the city
for perfect
that.
For a sidewalk
stuff. Yeah, it's going to be awesome. So like, I'm very excited to just load it up, be done, and then like whatever happens, happens. And that's why I love
the rest goes to Goodwill.
Goodwill's on, on the other side of it. And then like Connor can just have the basement.
Right.
And it could be like his again.
So a U-Haul truck, like a cube van U-Haul truck is what we need here.
Well, I don't know how much you have. We could get, using Ashton's car, my car, and Melissa's car, we could probably get it all here. But then that doesn't include whatever Ashton wants to bring.
What about bigger items, though, that don't fit in a car, right?
Yeah, and I honestly, and this really throws everything for a loop, because I didn't have any bigger items. Because I had no way of getting them there. So I just wouldn't have included them. I would have not even thought about it. But now we have the option.
But what, like, example of what as a bigger item? Like a dresser?
Like a couch, perhaps?
Mm. You're going to have a couch at the sidewalk sale? Well,
I don't know
what
now.
What about that chair you were trying to sell?
I sold one of them. I have one other one that I'll bring that chair for sure. There was something yesterday I thought, this would be perfect for... Oh, yeah, I was considering, and I thought there's no way I could do it, but now maybe I could. I want to get a new e-bike. I want to get a mountain e-bike. So my e-bike I could sell.
Not at the sidewalk sale.
You can't sell it? Why?
Well, you never know.
You're going to lug it down there, and you're not going to get a fair price, and then you're going to end up lugging it back.
Okay, well, I won't then.
But you never know.
Because the sidewalk sale is not for items like that.
Okay, well, then I won't.
Right? That's
Did you not hear me?
Marketplace.
Did you hear me when I said I won't?
Sidewalks, the Pepper and Dylan sidewalk sale has to be for things that you, if you don't sell them, you're okay donating them.
Well, and that's everything I have currently.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't know, like, you keep talking too big of a truck for just me. Like, I don't know how many things you have.
A lot of stuff.
Okay, so
yeah, you're like, I've been looking for somebody who will pay for the truck.
Oh, well,
so
yeah.
I can fill it. Yeah, no so problem. Thank you for that.
Well, I think
I've got like
gonna
four
be like
truckloads.
50, 60 bucks?
No, I don't know what it'll be. I'm doing the legwork, Dylan. Don't you worry. I'll send you the bill.
Thank you.
I've got a lot of stuff. Plus, my ex-wife wants, and this is her.
She wants a table?
She wants me to sell her stuff for her.
You're going to commission.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to sell it for more.
Yeah,
and then
but it
tell
seems
her it
like
was
you,
less.
You have too much already.
I think I do, and that's why I want to talk to you, because like, and I'm talking big ticket items. Because the reason she wants me to sell stuff, she's moving, right? She's selling her house. She's moving to Calgary, where her husband is, and they're all furnished.
Well, she has to.
Like, she's got like her house. Like, she was thinking of just having like people into her house to buy stuff, which is what Carl and I were first thinking like a year and a half ago,
like
when we were
estate
talking about
sale, kind of.
Almost right. Like, she's actually listing her house with as furnished if they want it.
Yeah, but you need to tell her that you're not going to run around and sell all her stuff for nothing.
Yeah. Man.
Like, you're going to go pick it up, throw it in the back of the truck, drive it there, then worry about it all day and not take anything?
Yeah.
No, she can either have a table or she can pay my man.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Good looking out, cuz.
Yeah,
I appreciate it. All right.
Not having that. Not here, not now, not today.
It's just going to add to your day. Right, it's going to
selling her stuff.
It's just going to confuse everything, and it's going to be a nightmare for you.
I'm such a bad bargainer, though, because here's what I foresee happening if I sell her stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I'll go. Let's say it's whatever, a set of dishes, and somebody will be like, "Oh, those are nice dishes. How much?" And I'll say like, $35.
Right.
I don't know. Yeah. And then they'll go, "What? $35? That's crazy."
Yeah.
And I'm like, "All right, two."
Right.
Because that's how I do it. Remember last year? I was so dumb with all of myself.
Yeah, you lost out on.
Instead
a lot
of going
money.
Like, "All right, well, what about 25?" I'm like, "You know, you're right. You have them."
Right.
And then I'll get back to Kristen. She'll be like, how much money did you make? Well, I sold this and this and this and this and this. Here's $18.
Right.
And she'll be like, what the hell are you supposed to sell? Right?
Yeah.
Because I'm a bad negotiator.
But she can't be mad for you selling her stuff if she doesn't want to do anything.
Right.
Like, if she's too busy, I'll say.
Right. I don't know why she just, yeah.
If she doesn't want to.
Like, she likes people to do things for her,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, no.
So. I've been asked to do such a thing.
You might just have to put your foot down, unless it's something small, like some small things.
Yeah.
All you got too much.
I think it's too big. I think that kind of stuff is like we were saying, like your e-bike.
Yeah.
It's not stuff we would donate at the end of the day.
Right.
Which is part of the perk of it.
Unless she's just looking for me to get rid of her stuff.
Well, man, maybe. Like, everything in my basement is awesome if you bought it.
Okay.
But if you didn't, it's just like, well, it's gone now.
Okay.
So that's, I'm good there.
So okay. You may as well try to get a few bucks while you can.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. That's this is the best part of this
sidewalk. The whole idea of the sidewalk, so.
Right. Yeah, and Goodwill hauls it away, and they're getting quality stuff still.
And last year, like, I mean, things were flying off the shelves, and like, I made pretty good money, and nothing was, I didn't price anything crazy.
Yeah.
Just because, like, you want to ultimately
get rid of it. It's a fine balance between pricing it too high and too low. You have to find that nice sweet spot.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I wouldn't take all of her stuff.
Okay. All right. I'm looking out for number one then.
Yeah. Yeah.
And number two and number three.
Okay. I have allotted like a certain amount of tables for staff.
Okay.
Not all staff are taking them.
Okay.
So if she does want to come and man her own table and
but
get
only
her stuff
if she's
there,
doing it. Okay. Gotcha. I'm going to have some furniture though.
Yeah. See, that's good too because you can display stuff on the furniture before you sell it.
Ah, good thinking, Robin. Right? Unless you sell that desk first thing, then
it's annoying. Oh, yeah.
Got to take everything off. Yeah. That's then I'll put on it, not for sale until the end.
Okay. Come back at the end. Or
pick up at the end of the day. Pick up at the end of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the aquarium will be back for sale, Dylan. The aquarium that you sold to me because we wanted it, I'll be selling that as well. Turned out we didn't use it. Yeah, so it's just been sitting in the garage for a year now.
Whatever you do, don't let us buy it back.
That'll be for sale. Robbie, you've got rocks and crafts this year at the sidewalk.
I've got rocks. I've got geodes. Like last year, I'm just making stuff with my dad. More so because I think it's so much fun.
Yeah.
To go in the shop with my dad and we just like, look at this piece of wood.
Yeah.
That would look cool. And we just have fun. And I think there's a market for it. So that's going to be the highlight of mine.
My fiance will be making those cards again. So she's ready to sell those cards. Those are pretty cute. So they were very popular. Mm-hmm. So we'll be doing that. I don't know. This is what you've got to remind me though, because I can't wait until that morning and go like, all right, I guess I should grab some stuff. Like,
no.
This is why the U-Haul is a good thing. Cause I'll get it the day before and we'll have to load it the day before.
Oh, well, this is getting more pricey.
Right?
Now I got a 2-day
unless U-Haul? Unless we wake up early.
Yeah. The thing starts at what time does it start at?
Well, I'm going to be on site at 8.
Yeah, right.
It's not happening.
U-Haul won't even be open at 8.
No.
So we've got to get it the day before.
Now, here's a little
hack. U-Haul's open at 8.
No, maybe at 8.
No, as a moving company, you got to open at like 5 in the morning.
No, open at 8. Remember, we got a U-Haul when you moved.
No, but now
remember, we had to get there maybe 7. Maybe 7.
They have those kiosks 24/7 now.
No.
What, you're not going to go to a kiosk?
You're getting a U-Haul the day before. Because we got to load it all.
Looks
and
like
then unload it.
7 to 7.
There you go.
See? Oh, the one by us, 10 to 6.
There you go. See, it's no good.
Well, we're not doing the one by us.
It's no good.
7.
Yeah, we got
to
do.
So what you have to do, that's a problem, though.
Mm-hmm.
You pick it up at 7, then you have to go to each of your places, load it.
Not going
to
happen. Right. Can't be
you
done.
You have to the night
before.
Got to
get the day before rental.
Okay, so it's a 2-day rental. We're going to be what, in for $100?
You're going to be in for it. I'm in for one tank of fuel. That was the deal we made.
I'm still confident.
Okay.
I'm good.
I'm getting the one. I'm going to get maybe I'll just get a limo.
You're not going to
just put all the stuff in a limo.
Limoing it there. No, I said U-Haul.
He said he'd pay for all of it. What if I bought a truck?
I said
U-Haul. I'm going to buy a truck, Robbie.
I heard rental.
Okay.
Good God.
Rent to own?
But like there's also nothing stopping Dylan from driving to Montana to pick something up.
It's a good point, yes.
There you go.
I'm going to take it on a road trip for a week.
So how are we entering for the sidewalk sale? If you're listening to this and you're wanting to do it, because we ran into a bit of, I wouldn't say it was like a struggle. It was just we were losing contacts of people because they were coming in and going to different places and we needed to streamline it a bit. So what is the plan moving forward, Robbie?
Yeah, it's so much to keep track of. We're getting a ton of texts at 917-917, which we see, we do our best, but it gets really overwhelming.
Stuff comes in so quickly,
and we talk about so much that it gets lost. And then I have Jeff and Katie say, like, email Robbie. I have people Facebooking me, Instagramming
me. So you want to get it all going to one place.
It would be way better. So we're setting up just an entry form on Seeker.
Okay.
You can find it now if you search in the top right-hand corner. You just put in KISS 91.7.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be able to find it, and that's how you can enter.
Okay.
We're going to make it a little easier to find for just the casual person scrolling on Seeker.
Okay.
But that's the best way. You can just put your email, your phone number, and what you're selling, and then we can periodically go through and just enter people as we go.
Okay.
But if you're listening, like, I really wish we could fit everybody in.
Right.
I wish it was, like, unlimited and we had acres and acres to do this, but we are limited in spots.
Well, it gets bigger and bigger every year.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see if we have to go even bigger next year. But it's going to be at Midway Music Hall. It's going to be excellent. They're all kind enough to give us their parking lot.
Yeah. And it's fruitful. I mean, we have people who came last year who really want to go again because they made so much money.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's a concentrated audience, basically.
How much money? Like, who made decent money? Well, like, what were some of the profits we were hearing? How much money did you make?
$1,200.
No, you did not.
Yeah, last year.
$1,200?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? What did you make, Robbie?
I made, and I was really pricing my stuff not high enough.
Right.
I was kind of blowing things out, and when someone likes something, I'm like, here, take it for $2. I made probably $500.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, you were horrible. You walked away with like $26.
But he also brought a sink, didn't he?
Yeah, he brought a sink.
Look, I thought people would want that sink.
And he sold his couches for like $1.50.
My lawn furniture? Right. That was a bad, yeah. That was, lawn furniture. I could have made so much more than that.
People wanted that.
To me, it's I'm getting rid of it. Like, it's finally out of mind. It's out of sight, out of mind. That's my goal here.
No, I'm not looking to make, like, I want to look to make a fair amount.
Yeah.
But I want to get rid of it more than that. The problem is my girlfriend and I, whenever we, because we've done garage sales at the house together and we've done them here together. And the problem is that she is at the house, let's just get rid of it.
Right.
No, we don't need this. Oh, let's get rid
of it. That's me. That's me at the house. Yeah.
However, when it came time to garage sale, I thought that was our mentality. And so we were at the garage sale and I'm like, well, we're just trying to get rid of it. Right. Like we went through it. And like, so someone would walk in and she would be doing something in the back or inside the house real quick. And they'd be like, well, how much is this? And I'd be like, I don't know. We're trying to get rid of it. So I don't know, $5.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'd like come out mid transaction as I'm accepting $5. She's like, $5? Why'd you sell it so cheap?
Right.
I'm like, what do you mean? I thought we're getting rid of it.
Communication is key.
Right.
When selling your wares.
Very difficult. I'm like, I don't know. Like, I don't even know what it is. Oh, that could have easily gone for $60. Well, you should have put 60 on the tag.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, I'm excited. I mean, whether we make money, a lot of money, a little money, just to get rid of it and have the basement clean, I'm excited for.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just, and I love shopping. I think my budget, $150.
This is your Rodeo Drive.
It is. I love going through.
This is Manhattan Fifth Avenue for Robbie, right?
It's incredible. So yeah, I think I'll set myself a $150 budget and just go around getting knickknacks, candles, soap, whatever.
Oh, and you can do trades because last year I ended up trading for some stuff.
What?
Yeah, like from other vendors. Like they're just like, hey, I like this. I'm like, well, let me check out your vendor. Let's see what I like.
No, really?
Yeah, I ended up with some batteries for, I think it was speakers for a battery or something like that. Worked out great. I love it. This is a fun event. It's perfect too,
because I most of that money I spent was for Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
So I got my mom a bunch of stuff just because it's fun.
Well, that is nice.
There's good stuff. It's not, I hate when you call it junk. I hate when you call it junk.
It's other people's junk.
Not all of it.
Isn't that the best way to put it? It's other people's junk.
Yeah, but it's treasures. Other people's treasures.
One person's trash is another treasure. Isn't that the whole idea of garage sales and yard sales and sidewalk sales?
But it's not trash.
You called my sink trash.
It was
trash. That was a nice sink.
If you need a sink.
It was a nice, what are they called? Not a pedestal sink. It doesn't matter. Nobody wanted it.
No one.
And then I took it to the Goodwill folk, and they're like, well, what are we going to do with this?
Yeah.
I was like, it's a sink. I don't know. People would want a sink.
No, you don't see that at Goodwill. You don't see just building supplies.
You're a guy or you're a family and you're like, we're going to reno the bathroom, but we're in the basement, but we're doing it on the cheap. We just need a bathroom sink. Oh, look at that. There's a sink.
Yeah, that's a long shot. That's Habitat for Humanity Restore. That's where you donate that to.
Sorry, man. Even they might not want it.
Just don't take up all that space with a sink.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go through your stuff when we're loading it up in that U-Haul because I don't want you wasting room in the U-Haul.
I've got
crap.
A bunch of old tiles under the stairs.
No one wants old tiles.
Who doesn't want old tiles?
What's that place you just said?
Habitat for Humanity.
They don't even want your
Restore.
Tiles. I tried to bring tiles and they said, unless you have a full set, they will not take them anymore.
We've got too many. They've got so many there.
They're done with your old tiles. Like, no one's doing
it. We make a little mosaic. It'd be nice.
How about you make the mosaic? It'll match your tiles at your house. I'd
cut myself.
Yeah.
No. You should just save them.
No, for what?
Just in case one breaks and you
got to
take
up so much space. I got when I moved in, the person who had the house before left all their paint, all the hardwood flooring, all the tiles that they'd used, like the leftovers.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I better not get rid of this. I don't know why I'm not getting rid of it.
Yeah.
Because I might want to use it one day. It's become clear after 15 years, I'm probably not going to use it.
Sure.
So maybe I could sell it.
Nobody's going to want to buy it.
Well, then I better keep it at the house. You never know if I'm going to want to use it.
Maybe one day.
Either they're the dump.
They're heavy.
Yeah, moving them is not great. You're going to be okay, buddy.
All right. Well, okay. So that's what's happening for the sidewalk sale.
Can't
it's
wait.
On Saturday, May 3rd. Like Robbie said, go to the Seeker app if you want a table. Or you can just come and it'll be fun. What are the hours of it?
It's we're doing it from 11 to 4.
11 to 4.
But
okay.
This is the problem. Because last year we set up early and there was people going through. There's nothing stopping
that's
you.
That's the problem. That's the problem. Yeah, we need, you like, can't have a start time. The start time is when people start to show up, really,
we need,
right?
Like the farmer's market. Have you ever been to the St. Albert Farmer's Market
like, we
before?
We need gates?
Well, no, but they like
armed guards. What are you looking at?
It's a weird thing that I didn't know. Like, if you're not in on the know, you can really get your wrist slapped. I had no idea. Like, I went to a farmer's market in St. Albert, and I got there early, and I went to a vendor, and I started picking out my peas because you know how I like
you
peas.
You love peas, yeah.
I got yelled at because you can't go until the bell rings.
That's right.
There's like a bell that opens it. It's like the stock market. Like they open it up with a bell.
Robbie,
and like,
we need a bell. We need
a bell?
Pepper and Dylan sidewalk sale bell.
The sale bell.
Yeah. Or a loon, a giant loon call to open the sidewalk sale.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, because like, I mean, that's the only fair way to do it.
Right.
Or else there's the side deals going on.
Yeah, and I was really conflicted because it was just, I think it was vendors that had already set up that were just walking around waiting for it to open.
Right.
And like, oh, I like that. And I was like, I guess.
No, it was customers. Yeah. But that's anybody who does garage sales routinely know that the first hour of a garage sale, those are the professionals.
Oh, yeah.
They're the ones that have everything mapped out and they know where they're going and they get all the deals on the front end. You never go to a garage sale at 4 p.m.
Yeah, all the junk.
Right?
Yeah, that's the thing that's about to end up on the truck.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So we could have a bell of some sort.
Okay, the opening bell. That's
it.
We're
going to
make
good.
That very, very clear.
We'll have a speaker, so maybe the loon. I like the loon.
Mm-hmm.
The opening loon. Why not?
So everything you need to know about the sidewalk sale, you can reach out to us or you can get a table on the Seeker app. Robbie will have access to all of that and we'll call you periodically through the next
and then we can
weeks.
Just open up our website and it's like everybody who's entered is right there. It's just the easiest.
Food section. A lot of people are liking the idea of the children's section this year for the first time, right? All right. This is going to be like Lord of the Flies, children only running the tables. Is that kind of the idea?
Yeah, it's very cute. I mean, don't take advantage of any of the children.
Right.
Obviously. Like, if it says $5, I mean, don't come up to them and offer $2. It's for the children.
Yeah. I think you can haggle. Teach them a lesson young.
You can haggle with kids.
But the kid doesn't have the smarts to come back.
Look what happens if you don't learn teach a kid early how to haggle.
You
look what happens to me, right?
Yeah, no, I guess. Mm-hmm. We might want to teach.
Exactly. So there will be, yeah. If you've got like for kids or like they're outgrowing their toys or whatever, we've got a bunch
of. All right,
of
I stick with my initial don't take advantage of kids.
Though. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a very important sentence.
That's a blanket statement.
To have. Okay. What time are we at now, Robin? Can we get into it now?
We're about 25 minutes.
Damn it.
Maybe next week.
If you do listen to the podcast, you know today we announced the Pepper and Dylan Last Supper. So it went from the podcast. You know what we should do one time? It went to from the brainstorming stage to the full It's Happening stage. So live on the live show, tomorrow you can begin to enter for the Pepper and Dylan Last Supper, which is exactly like we talked about on a previous podcast about your appetizer, your drink, your main with two sides and a dessert. No limitations. A
lot of people texting this morning for this.
Although it has to fit that rule, that right? Like it has to fit that format.
Yeah.
Because like Robbie's trying to get a pizza as a side. Can't be done.
I was just thinking like a turkey as an appetizer.
A turkey is not an appetizer.
But for some.
Quite the appetizer.
Right.
Right. Right, so there are some limitations in that regard.
Yeah, like a turkey salad.
Turkey salad.
But you can't just put a full roasted turkey on a leaf of lettuce and call it a turkey
God,
salad.
God, you got a lot of rules.
Well, that's a fair rule, is it not?
No, I guess. I'm trying to find the loopholes here.
We'll be the judges and the rules, and then we'll ultimately have a professional catering served up. We're going to have it done like real.
Like you're dying.
Like you're dying.
Just like you're dying.
Your last
but
supper.
You don't die.
Right.
Nor do you go to jail.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Last Supper. So we'll serve it up next the day before Good Friday, and we'll pick the winner next Wednesday. So we'll start taking entries tomorrow.
Okay. And it'll be like, we'll have it in at the studio. It'll be all fancy.
As far as I know, that's the plan, yeah.
Okay. Or not fancy, depending on what you want.
Yeah, whatever you want. The chef will cook it up.
Yeah, because we had some ones that were just like, I just want A&W and Kraft Dinner. And we're like, okay, if that's what you want, no problem.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
And the chef will be like, really? I got up early for this? You guys couldn't go to A&W and get Kraft Dinner?
Well, fair.
They can prepare it the night before, and then we just microwave it.
No!
You can't have a last meal microwave.
No. Reheat leftovers are not a last meal. Unless you want leftover Chinese food, right?
Yes,
like, unless you specify leftovers.
leftover fried chicken, it's all congealed.
Yes, then you, yes, but you've got to specify.
Yeah, that's true.
Robbie, you're not in the studio tomorrow? You're doing a studio
no,
day?
No, I'll take the day.
Okay, you're making an Oilers song?
Yeah.
Anything you want to say about the Oilers song, or it's nothing yet?
You better hope they make it past round one.
You have a beat, though, correct?
I found a beat, and this weekend I went in for a bit. I'm like, I hope it works. I'm going to have something, but this is what I was thinking. I don't know what you guys think, because you always criticize me because I always think everything I do sucks.
Mm-hmm.
If this one isn't as strong, I feel like I should just redo the other two as well.
What?
So that we can have all three available, like update them.
Oh, with lyrics.
Because like when I did On the Avenue, it's outdated. There's players in it we don't do anymore.
Right.
The one from last year is even outdated, so we can't really play it. I'm thinking of just revamping them all to have the trilogy.
He's always giving himself extra work.
Just in case this one isn't as good. Yeah. Right? Because it's just the risk I take.
Tell you what. Do the new one. Time permitting.
Yeah.
Update the other ones. The last thing you want is, and we don't want it to happen, obviously, but that the playoffs end quicker than we'd hoped.
Right.
And you put all this work in for nothing.
Right.
Yeah. Judging by that Saturday game they played.
It's bad.
Get one song done and get it on quick.
Okay.
So we'll have a new song ready in time for the Oilers playoff.
I guess having a mediocre song would be good if they had a mediocre playoff run.
Exactly. And if they start doing well, back in it, make a better song.
Yeah, make a round two song if they make it.
Oh my God.
There you go.
Yeah.
So those are the big things happening. I guess we just kind of wrapped up exactly or kind of framed what we're doing over the next few weeks, but we want everybody to get involved in the sidewalk sale. Became popular very quickly with our show, and I'm sure that the Last Supper is if today was any indication, is going to be really popular too. So if you want to get involved in that, that's easy enough to do. All right, is that it? That's it.
That's
how
all.
We're doing it today.
Do it to it.
Okay, final time, Robbie.
Ooh, we're over 30.
Shit. Next week.
Pepper and Dylan Show in 10 minutes or less. Thank you.
Pepper and Dylan on Kiss.